This story is called Effervescence. The sea stretched outward, then pulled me close as if in an embrace, bestowing upon my brow a saline kiss of aquatic delight. I smiled in its arms of blue, of white and froth. I saw her standing near, watching my body sway with a soft current. "Come and dance," I beckoned her with a wistful stare of lust and bubbling, vigorous energy. She graced her feet upon the shore. Her toes blessed the squiggles on the sand. Her feet made prints that were eventually washed away. "You must be..." I put forth a trail for her to blaze her name upon. Her sun-kissed hair shone with the golden sunlight. Her freckles seemed to dance on her porcelain skin, sundress frills soaked with water. "Emma," she sang with as much nonchalance as a schoolboy in class. "Emma, Emma, Emma, a name that will soon be forgotten. Emma times three, three as in free as in water, as in sky, as in me." I looked at her with a blissful gaze, and my lips stretched into a fearsome smile. Her eyes grew blue, water, sky, sundress, tears, blue eyes. To say her eyes were blue was like stating the grass was green, which would, in its own special way, be precisely sufficient enough, not exact, to explain to someone of its enthralling depth and inner beauty. It was as if I was gazing into waters blue, skies true, sundress cool. She held the sky inside, the water inside her eyes and her lungs. She kicked and screamed, and her sky went dark. My illusory hand clutched the back of her cranium, holding under the water, under her eyes, under those skies. What exactly was I doing, Emma? No. Tattered cloth floated atop the shore. Footprints long gone, saline lips kissing the shore. I was a monster. Emma was a monster. A beautiful girl, almost bare, floated on blue waves. Bubbles sputtered from underneath her eyes, the sky, her sundress, the water blue. Emma is blue, she is sky, she is sundress, she is sun, she is waves, she is bubbles, she is ocean, she is Emma. And Emma has drowned herself.